Something must be wrong with the radio, man.
There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to change the station. We are controlling the transmission. We control the volume. We control the content. We can make it boring or hilarious. We can make it stupid. We can even make it repetitive. It's our show. We can do anything we want.
I had a vision when I was 12, and I saw the man on a flaming pie, and he said, "You are Beatles with an A," and we are.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host to the lesser heard side of rock, one consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of rock and roll vinyl history, and at times some not so subtle commentary. From the blues of the 30s to today's new releases and everything in between. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. There's different levels of the Beatle fan. The least is someone who wouldn't seek out their music but wouldn't turn it off either if it comes on the radio. Someone who can recognize a song as the Beatles but may or may not know the title, let alone the lyrics. The next click up is someone who can sing along with some of the songs and may or may not own some of the CDs, but there's definitely no vinyl in the collection. If you have all the CDs, some vinyl, can sing along with most of the songs, you occupy the next place in Beatle fan hierarchy, which brings us to the next tier, and not coincidentally, the subject of this week's Vinyl Garage. You, along with previous attributes, seek out different versions of Beatles songs, and you find them as demos, unreleased, unused mixes, along with releases from other countries, spending perfectly good money for the rarity, be it audio, album cover art, label variation, or whatever. Welcome to my world. And welcome to the first Beatles on record, where they were the backing band for Tony Sheridan in Germany in 1961. The record that caused Brian Epstein to figure out what a Beatle was, My Bonnie. And depending on what country you're from, Britain, US, or Germany it was released in, the intro was different. And in later releases, no intro at all. Here's My Bonnie with both English and German intros.
Mine head is by Dino, my darling. Mine head fanned by Dino, das glue. Noch trennen uns Länder und Meere. Over the ocean. Oh, bring back.
from the same sessions as My Bonnie Was Sweet Georgia Brown. The version released by Tony Sheraton in 1961 was different than the one found on the 1964 single after the Beatles found success. Sheraton, hoping to jump on the fab bandwagon, re-recorded his vocals, including a new verse that referenced the Beatles, their hair, and their fan club.
Well, let me tell you, well, no chick mate could be the same as sweet Georgia Brown. Crazy feet that dance and eat has sweet Georgia Brown. Fellas sigh and even cry for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't lie. Oh, it's been said she knocks them dead in any old town. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she brings them down. In Liverpool, she even dared to criticize the Beatles' hair. With their whole fan club standing there, I mean sweet Georgia Brown. All right. I say this group is absolutely marvelous for the piano, don't you think so? Not too commercial, boys, not too commercial. Well, when it comes to music, sweet Georgia knows her mind now. Don't buy clothes at fashion shows, but she still looks fine. Snap chicks cry, they wanna die when Georgia does a twist. I never would try to tell you just why. Use your imagination. There's a DJ crazy about her living in our hometown. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she turns them down. Records that she can't get, records they ain't sent him yet. Carolina may have died, but it don't have Georgia Brown. What's that sweet Georgia? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean Brown, whoa. Sweet Georgia Brown.
Just over a dozen cuts constitutes the Sheraton sessions, which included one Beatle composition, Cry for a Shadow, and one Lennon lead vocal on Ain't She Sweet. These few cuts were reissued, repackaged so many times it's difficult to keep them straight, appearing on no less than 7 different record labels with little to no continuity. A real mess. So when the boys entered Abbey Road Studios in 1962, now under contract to EMI, this haphazard attempt at showcasing the Beatles' music would stop, right? No, actually things got worse. And if you would factor in Capitol of America's butchering of the songs and packaging, things got ridiculous. Right from the get-go with Love Me Do, the first EMI recorded Beatle cut, we're blessed with 3 different recorded versions, each featuring a different drummer: Pete Best, Ringo Starr, and Andy White. Well, wait a minute here. Who's Andy White? Andy White is a session drummer brought in by George Martin because he felt Ringo wasn't up to the challenge, and that's not an unusual practice at the time. Ringo was relegated to the tambourine. That version was released on the American single, the British Please Please Me LP, and all subsequent reissues including CDs, the 62 to 66 compilation, and as recent as 2011's Beatles 1. Ringo as drummer can be found on the British single. Rule of thumb, if you hear a tambourine, it's Andy White on drums. Here's Ringo's version.
Love me do, whoa, love me do.
Love, love me do, you know I love you. I'll always be true, so please.
Love me do, whoa, love me do.
you, I'll always be true. So please
love me do.
You may be familiar with the song One After 909 as heard on the Let It Be album from 1970, but the song was actually one of the very first Lennon-McCartney compositions dating back as far as early 1960. It was attempted in 1963 during the For Me to You single sessions, but left unissued until 1995's Anthology 1 set 32 years later. I'm including a studio outtake as the song breaks down only 30 seconds in. Notice Paul's complaint of keeping up the bass line.
Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. She said she's traveling on the one after 909. Pick up my bag, run to the station. Railman says you got the wrong location. Yeah, pick up my bag.
What are you doing?
It's murder. I can't do it. Can't keep it up. I just got. I'm trying to keep this. I haven't got one. Where's your plaque? I've been trying to.
Well, your clothes have been brought hours ago.
Well, my baby said she's traveling on a one after 909. She said, move over, honey. I'm traveling on that line. She said,
yeah.
Dexter was an A&R guy at Capitol Records whose job it was to screen potential British artists for inclusion to the Capitol Records catalog for the American market. He's best known for rejecting the first four Beatles singles as unsuitable for American audiences. His infamously poor judgment also extended to The Hollies, Manfred Mann, Jerry and the Pacemakers, The Animals, Yardbirds, Herman's Hermits, and the Dave Clark Five, all of which ended up on other labels in the States. So when EMI sent the new Beatles single, She Loves You, Dave, of course, said no, resulting in the record being released by the small U.S. label Swan, where it sold reasonably well. Which brings us to the next cut. Sie liebt dich, or She Loves You, sung in German, which Swan mistakenly believed they owned rights to. They didn't. In the rest of the world, the song was mated to the German version of I Wanna Hold Your Hand, or Komm gib deiner Hand. That showed up on the Something New LP.
Sie denkt ja nur an dich und du solltest zu ihr gehen. Oh ja, sie liebt dich, schöner kann es gar nicht sein. Ja, sie liebt dich und da solltest du nicht freuen. Du hast ihr wehgetan, sie wusste nicht warum. Du warst nicht schuld daran. Und dreht es dich nicht um. Oh ja, sie liebt dich, schöner kann es gar nicht sein. Ja, sie liebt dich und da solltest du dich freuen. Sie liebt dich, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sie liebt dich, yeah, yeah, yeah. Denn mit dir allein kann sie nur glücklich sein. Du musst jetzt zu ihr gehen. Entschuldig dich bei ihr, ja das wird sie verstehen. Und dann verzeiht sie dir. Oh ja, sie liebt dich, schöner kann es gar nicht sein. Ja, sie liebt dich, und da solltest du dich freuen. Sie liebt dich, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sie liebt dich, yeah, yeah, yeah. Denn mit dir allein kann sie nur glücklich sein. Denn mit dir allein kann sie nur glücklich sein. Denn mit dir allein kann sie nur glücklich sein. Schon wie ein Diamant. Ich will mit dir gehen. Komm, gib mir deine Hand. Komm, gib mir deine Hand. Komm, gib mir deine Hand. In deinen Armen bin ich glücklich und froh. Und froh.
session to re-record the vocals of the previous two cuts in German took place in, ironically, Paris at the EMI facility. Pathy Marconi also gave us a way cool version of Can't Buy Me Love, the backing track, which would be used for the release version, but with a great guide vocal that remained unissued. Listen for Paul's bluesier vocals and John and George's unused harmony.
Can't buy me love.
I've been a Beatle collector since high school, and one of the first rarities I went looking for, and remember, this is almost 20 years before the internet, back when you physically had to find the song on vinyl, was All My Lovin'. Now, what made it special was a 5-beat hi-hat intro found only on the compilation LP from Germany and the Netherlands titled Beatles Greatest from 1965. Remembering the thrill of the hunt and the score when I pulled it from the record rack in a record store I can no longer remember.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send. I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true.
I Feel Fine was the boys' eighth British single, and depending on what side of the pond you are, the version you heard varies, sometimes quite drastically. There were a mono and stereo UK release, a fake stereo US version found on the Beatles 65 LP, a mono US version that was intended for the single, which fades out 10 seconds earlier than all others. Both of the US releases were butchered by, remember Dave Dexter I mentioned earlier, adding an enormous amount of reverb. Freelance music critic Dave Marsh in the day called Dexter's treatment of Beatle recordings genuine stupidity. And here in the States, you had to wait till 1988 to hear a true stereo version of the song, and that was found on the Past Masters LP. And finally, the version we'll hear. That is known as the whispering version. Some soft voices are heard at the beginning of the track, only found on non-US versions of 62 to 66 compilation, and that's the Red Album, and on some random European singles. Listen carefully. There's voices before and after the feedback.
She's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl.
Unlike Help LPs from around the world, the U.S. Capitol version was truly a soundtrack, including, along with Beatle movie music, five instrumental cuts from the film, including a James Bond-like intro for the title cut, found only here. As a cool side note, the cover depicts the boys spelling out a word in semaphore. Originally, Help was intended to be spelled in this fashion, but it just didn't look graphically pleasing. So, they improvised. The boys actually spell out N-V-U-J. And in true Capital of America style, the LP cost a dollar more than standard releases in 1965.
Help! I need somebody.
Help!
Not just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
But now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind and opened up the doors.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? And now my life has changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just need you like I've never done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? So much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, days are I'm gone. Not so self-assured. Now I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Help me, help me.
Where else would you hear any of this but here in the Vinyl Garage?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. Ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. Love you every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl. I love you all the time. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. Ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. 8 days a week. I love you. 8 days a week is not enough to show I care. Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. 8 days a week. I love you. 8 days a week is not enough to show I care. Love you every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl. Love you all the time. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. Ain't got nothing but love, girl. 8 days a week. 8 days a week. 8 days a week.
About this time, the Beatles' MO in the studio changed. No longer was the studio only for recording. It was also a place to experiment. And thanks to EMI's nearly unlimited studio time for the band, that's exactly what they did. Many times resulting in a wildly different take on a song we soon would know by heart. And the a cappella intro-outro version of 8 Days a Week is example. showcasing their harmonizing abilities. George Martin had a discussion with Brian Epstein regarding the next song, Yesterday. It's really not the Beatles, said Martin, suggesting a Paul McCartney solo release. Brian refused to consider it, releasing it as a Beatles single, although Paul is the only Beatle performing on it. Martin wrote the score for a string quartet. Ever wonder what it sounded like before the strings were added? Glad you asked.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
There were three different recorded versions of I'm Looking Through You from the Rubber Soul album from 1966. Here's the beginning of the most common version heard around the world.
I'm looking through you, where did you go?
The beginning of the North American Capitol Albums version with a false start.
I'm looking through you. Where did you
the slower, unreleased version, which completely lacks the middle eight found in all other versions.
I'm looking through you, where did you go? I thought I knew you, what did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you, you're not the same. Your lips are moving,
Another mono stereo difference is a big one. Norwegian Wood. In the mono release, you can hear someone cough after the line, "She told me to sit anywhere." Listen carefully. Mixing the stereo and mono releases separately resulted in some marked differences in what we heard. And the boys' 11th UK single, Paperback Writer, is example. The mono mix of the song runs 11 seconds longer and features a count-off intro, which was edited out of the stereo mix.
One, two, three, four. Paperback Writer!
Paperback Writer.
Yellow Submarine, the Beatles' 13th UK single, is another great example of a song suffering from a mono-stereo identity crisis. Either version varies distinctly from the other, but the recording we'll hear is a completely different take, complete with original spoken intro and obviously different sound effects. Nearly everyone at Abbey Road contributed to the sessions along with some notables, including Rolling Stone Brian Jones, Brian Epstein, Rolling Stone girlfriend Marianne Faithfull, the soon-to-be Mrs. Harrison, Patty Boyd, Abbey Road engineer Jeff Emmerich, George Martin, and Beatle road manager Mal Evans. His contribution was the bass drum that's very much predominant in this mix towards the end of the cut.
And we were marched till 3 the day to see them gathered there. From Land o' Groats to John o' Green, with Stepney do we tread.
To see us yellow submarine,
we love it. In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green. And we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
And our friends are all at home. Many more of them live next door. And the band begins to play.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
There are many associated with the Beatles that have remained anonymous over the years, but few who played such an important role than David Mason. Not to be confused with the Dave Mason of Traffic fame. This Mason was the principal trumpet of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and when asked to contribute to the Penny Lane sessions, solidified his inclusion in Beatle history. It's not Mr. Mason's work on the Penny Lane record that qualified the song for inclusion here, but what was left off. Originally, the song ended in a piccolo trumpet flourish that was edited out, but not before the special Penny Lane was pressed for radio station and promotional duties. The version we'll hear is an unissued take number 9. Mr. Mason was paid £27.10 for his services and passed away in 2011 at the age of 85. Thank you, Mr. Mason. I can't imagine the song any other way.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car. The little children laughing him behind his back. And the banker never wears a mask. Penny Lane, there is a fireman with an hourglass, and in his pocket is a portrait of the Queen. He likes to keep his fire engine clean. It's a clean machine.
Penny Lane's Strawberry Fields Forever is arguably one of, if not the greatest rock and roll single of all time. This double A-side record featured Paul's Penny Lane and John's Strawberry Fields Forever, but of the two, it's John's contribution that blew everybody's mind, and thanks to George Martin, John's somewhat strange vision was born. The shining example of a Beatles song that evolved throughout the recording process.
Closed, misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Can't you know, tune in, but it's alright. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. You know, I know, and it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry feels forever. Strawberry feels forever. Strawberry feels forever.
Thanks for spending a perfectly good hour of your life here in the Vinyl Garage. Keep in touch with the show at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening. Next name, I'm going to send you a real sentence. All right, since you've been out there, I'll see you on the sheet or something.